Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool to dive into. Absolutely. We're talking about why your thumbnail A/B testing might be failing, and more importantly, how to fix it for 2026. Right, it's a big topic because if your thumbnails aren't working, your views are going to tank. We see creators struggling with this all the time. Yeah, it's like they're putting in all this effort, but then their beautifully crafted thumbnails just fall flat. What's going on there? Well, a lot of creators are still using outdated methods. They're testing the wrong variables. If you're still doing things the same way as last year, you're definitely losing views. So what's broken about the way people are testing thumbnails right now? Thumbnails are crucial because they can actually be responsible for up to 50% of a video's success. If people don't click on your thumbnail, they won't watch your content, no matter how great it is. Wow, that's a huge percentage. So it sounds like the first step is realizing the importance of thumbnails. Exactly. If you can improve your thumbnails by even just 10%, you could see massive growth in your channel. More clicks, more watch time, more subscribers. So, what's the key shift happening in 2026 that creators need to be aware of? The algorithm is now prioritizing long-term click satisfaction over just immediate clicks. That means if someone clicks your video but leaves after 10 seconds, it'll hurt your video's performance. Oh, interesting. So, sensational images that draw clicks but don't deliver good content can actually backfire? Exactly. You want to create thumbnails that accurately represent your content. That's where the concept of proof of human comes in. What's that all about? It's about showing that a real person made the video. Think of it this way. You want to prove your authenticity right from the thumbnail. So you're saying being authentic beats hyper-polished images now? Absolutely. It's like Riley. Santos mentioned intentional authenticity is what viewers are responding to. It builds trust, and that's essential. Love that. And what about the tools creators are using? Should they just ditch all the fancy editing software? Not at all. You can definitely use AI for the technical aspects like fixing lighting or backgrounds, but keep the human elements intact. That makes sense. How do creators ensure their thumbnails actually stand out? A great strategy is to test three distinct concepts for the same video. You can create a human-centric, product-centric, and text-heavy thumbnail. This variety caters to different viewer preferences. So instead of just changing the background color, you're suggesting a complete redesign? Exactly. I recently helped a channel use this three-concept strategy, and they saw a 43% increase in CTR. They went from about 5.1% to around 7%. Wow, that's impressive. It's all about catering to different triggers. Right, and here's a pro tip. Keep your text under 4 words for readability, especially on small screens. So what happens when creators don't follow these best practices? They often make the mistake of only looking at click-through rates without considering viewer retention. That leads to testing misleading metrics. Got it. And the professionals are making mistakes too, right? Exactly. Some rely too much on automation, sacrificing authenticity for speed, but this can lead to a decline in returning viewers. It's like they're trading quality for quantity, which is a slippery slope. Totally. Channels that went 100% generative last year saw their engagement drop. So what's the takeaway for creators looking to improve their thumbnails in 2026? First, integrate that proof of human approach while using AI to assist with technical tasks, and remember to focus on long-term click satisfaction. So essentially, keep your human touch while leveraging technology. Exactly. And test those three unique concepts to truly see what resonates. This has been super helpful, Alex. So to wrap it up, creators should focus on authentic thumbnails, test distinct concepts, and prioritize viewer satisfaction. That's right. And if you want to dive deeper into thumbnail strategies, check out more resources on the Banana. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. We appreciate you listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.